Lesson 8.3, page 80, exercises 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Welcome to The Event Place with Julie Ray. I'm about to talk to event planners Benny Warwick and Lydia Ramirez, who, like me, plan all types of events, big and small. Today's episode is going to focus on themed events. Hello, Benny, Lydia. Let's get right to it.
Okay. Sounds good.
How do you choose a theme for customers?
In my opinion, it's all about sitting down with them and getting to know them. One thing you can do is ask them about their favorite things and then find a way to turn those favorites into a theme.
That's an awesome idea. Can you give an example or two?
Sure. It can be a simple theme, like a favorite color. I once planned a blue retirement party for someone. The decorations were blue. We served blue food, like blue cheese and blueberry pie, and we even played songs with the word blue in them. Or it can be a complex theme, like travel, which I used for a wedding I planned for a couple that loved to travel. This little touch was nice. When the guests arrived, they found their names on a piece of paper that looked like a boarding pass for an airplane. It told them where to sit and what their meal was.
What a fabulous idea.
Yeah. Making a theme party personal always goes over well. And Lydia is right about the little touches. I just planned a birthday party for a 15-year-old girl who loves strawberries. I ordered her a cake that was strawberry-flavored, and it was shaped like a strawberry, too.
I bet everyone loved that.
Well, the birthday girl loved it, but not everyone likes strawberries. We were prepared for that, though, and had some chocolate cupcakes on the side. It never hurts to think about what most of the guests might like.
Yeah, that's always worth considering. If you only please the customer, especially one with unusual taste, you're sure to disappoint the guests. And if the guests don't have a good time, your customer will be disappointed in the end. Finding a balance is a good way to approach it.
Speaking of balance, a little touch that goes a long way is having something your guests can take home to remember the event and having something for them to leave behind.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, Lydia's boarding passes are a perfect example of something the guests can take home.
Oh, and at that same wedding, we had a small suitcase with pieces of paper next to it. Guests wrote down life advice and put it in the suitcase, which the couple took home to read later.
That's such a terrific idea, and exactly what I'm talking about.
Many of your ideas to add a little something extra to a themed event aren't very expensive, and that's nice for customers.
Yeah, and it really is the little things they remember, even years after the party.